Maryland's news now. WBAL and WBAL.com.
How's your New Year's resolution coming along? Are you like the rest of us, vowing to lose a few pounds and get healthier in the new year? Then you'll want to know the 10 things the weight loss industry won't tell you. But Katie Hill, consumer reporter for MarketWatch, will, and she joins us to talk more about it. Katie, thanks so much for being with us, and Happy New Year to you.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Oh, this weight loss industry. Number one, you say, some of us are big fat liars.
Yes. So already this year, the FTC has fined three companies $34 million for deceptive advertising claims based on weight loss. One of them was Cinsa, you know, that stuff you sprinkle on your food, and there's a bunch of others. So $34 million has already been fined against weight loss companies for deceptive advertising. So if you see an advertisement that says, you know, 7 days to lose 7 pounds or something like that, if it sounds too good to be true, probably is.
Yeah, do your research, right?
Yeah.
How about this?
A lot of it.
Number two, dieting is making you fat.
This is the number one thing I feel like people should know about the diet industry is that, people go on a diet and they lose like between, 5 to 10% of their starting weight when they start that diet. But then two thirds of them end up gaining that weight back.
And then some. Right.
And that's two thirds. So dieting is really, it's shown scientifically, it's making you fatter.
Now, what does this mean? You might do just as well on Twinkies and Doritos.
So this professor of nutrition, actually, he put himself on what's called a convenience store diet. So he just ate Twinkies and Doritos and Snickers and all that junk, but he only ate 1,800 calories a day. And he ended up losing 27 pounds. He lowered his cholesterol. And the point being that most of dieting is just calories in and calories out. So you want to, you want to burn more calories and you want to eat less.
Oh,
that's really the driving factor of weight loss.
He couldn't have felt well.
Right. No, it was definitely not nutritionally advantageous. His point was just to show us that, right, I don't recommend anyone at home do this, but his point was really to show us that, it really is, most of it's just how many calories you eat and what you burn.
All right. Now this number four, I've actually experienced myself. We're making you and your kids unhappy.
Yes. Dieting.
Cranky.
Yeah. You're not eating what you want. You're feeling a little angry. But I know the feeling well myself. But yeah, it can lead to depressions and people feel really horrible about themselves and they fail their diet. And we're all going to have diet setbacks, so that happens. But yeah, it has some pretty rough psychological consequences.
Side effects range from stinky breath to much worse?
Much worse. So while, the Atkins diet will lead to stinky breath and the cleanse can make your stomach hurt and that kind of stuff, but, a lot of these nutrition supplements can be dangerous. Not a lot, but some, a handful. I don't know if you've heard of that Oxy Elite Pro, but that was linked to liver failure with some people. So you have to be really careful when you're buying a supplement because they're not quite as regulated as, say, a food is with the FDA. So be careful when you're buying one of these diet supplements. Make sure you really have read the research and know, does it work and is it safe?
All right, and that fat and calorie count, it's way off.
Yeah, calories on foods can legally be 20% higher than what they average. So you see something that's 100 calories, it actually could be 120 calories, and that's completely legal for them to do that. They can't go above that 20%, but that wiggle room is legally allowed. So you have to be really careful if you're being strict about calorie counts. Just put that in there because it can be over what they say. And in fact, studies have shown that these foods are actually over. It's not just legal to do it, but they actually are doing it. Yes.
This surprises me. We know you're getting tired of us. I didn't think anybody ever tired of the latest diet craze.
So funny. So, yeah, they actually are. The high was in the 1990s was when the highest number of people were on diets. Now, still, the number one New Year's resolution is still to lose weight. Millions and millions of Americans still go on diets every year, but it is less than it was in the 90s, which was when it was highest.
All right, we have time for one more. Our profits are still through the roof.
People probably realize this, but no matter that fewer people are on dates, on diets, still their profits are through the roof, really high. $2.4 billion just for weight loss services alone, and that's just the Jenny Craigs and the Weight Watchers of the world. That's $2.4 billion. And then think of all the diet books and the doctors that do this. So it is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Consumer reporter at MarketWatch, Katie Hill, and on Twitter, @KatieHill. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.